This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim. Tonight we're learning on Gimel Amud Beis. We finished the sixth parak, Parak HaNoidim and HaMavushal. The Gemara said like this: there's a klal that when it comes to Nedarim, you follow the you don't necessarily follow the Rav. In other words, the Gemara said, if you make a neder from Shemen in Eretz Yisrael, you're mutter in Shemen Shum Shemen, and you're also in Shemen Zayas. And the reason for that is because in more than a Rav, Shemen means Shemen Zayas. And in Bavel, they don't use Shemen Zayas, or also Shemen Shum Shemen. So Gemara says, you would think, and if you use both, then you're also in both. The Gemara says, okay, obviously. And the Gemara says, no. Where you would think, even if a majority uses one and a minority uses the other, we should follow the Rav. No, we don't follow the Rav. Then the Gemara said, quoting the Braisa, Hanoidim in Hayerek, if you make a nether from vegetables, Bishar Shnei Shavua, in the rest of the years of Shemitah, meaning besides Shemitah itself, then also B'yarkas Haginu Mot B'yarkas Asada. You're also from having the vegetables of the garden, because when you say vegetables, you mean vegetables of the garden. Usually you eat vegetables of the garden, Mot B'yarkas Asada. You're allowed to have the vegetables of the field, because most people do not partake of the vegetables of the field. Of Shvius, it's the opposite. Asur b'yarkas asada. During Shemitah, you mean the vegetables of the field. Umutar b'yarkas hagino, you're permitted in the vegetables of the garden. Amar Rabbi Avohu, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Rabbi Avohu said in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and this is very interesting, Loishanu, Loishanu, when do we say that in the Shemitah year you're only Aser and Yarkos Hasadeh? That's when they don't import from Chutz. When they import, then it's Aser even in vegetables that grow from the garden. Okay? The Ran says, "Aval b'makom shemavin yarek mechutz la'aretz la'aretz aser, kolaymer aser b'shneim yaser in both davle makom shemistabkin mizel mizeh." It's like a place that you partake of both wild vegetables and vegetables of the field. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara. Says the Holy Gemara. So we have a machloikus between the Tanakama and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is not concerned for importing vegetables from gardens during Shemitah, and the Tanakhama is not concerned, and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is concerned. Ketanoi, their machloikis is a machloikis tanam. Why? The ein mavien yarek min chutz aretz. We don't import vegetables from chutz aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel says, "Mevi'in yarek mechutz la'aretz la'aretz." We do import vegetables from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. We do import. We do import vegetables from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, what is this machlokes? The Tanakama here says we don't import. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel says we do. Now, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel is l'shitase that we import. What's the reason why the Tanakama of the previous Braisa obviously held we don't import? Why does he hold we don't import? Man taima demand amar imavin. What's the reason of the opinion that we don't import? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya said mishum gush. The reason we don't import is because when you import, it might cause pieces of earth to come with you into Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to spread tumah in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Ha'amim is metame. So the Tanna Kamma says you're not to import vegetables from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, because it's going to cause a spread of tumah. Chananya ben Gamliel says we're not concerned for that. Says the Ran, Mishum Gush, Choshish in Lavioi, we're Choshish to bring him, Mishum Chshash of the Gush, because of the Chshash of the clods of earth, Hanidbak Boy, which cling to it. Venoisei, the Gusha, the Eretz Ha'amim, Tamei, the clods of earth of the land of the nations are Tamei, Kedisa, Parakama, the Shabbos. And now, the closing Mishnah on 6th Parak. Since the Hashgach El Yoina knew from Bereshis Bias Ha'olam that we would have to start late tonight, so they gave us a short amud. Unbelievable, the hashgacha. Anyway, the Mishnah says like this: Min hakrov aser bisparagus. If you make a neder, you're not going to have cabbage. You're not going to have asparagus. Now we're not talking about the vegetable asparagus here, but it's obviously some kind of cabbage. So if you aser cabbage, you're aser an asparagus. But if you aser asparagus, you're allowed to have cabbage. Mino asparagus mutter b'krov. What's the vart over here? I guess one is a species of the other. So when you aser cabbage, then the more specific one is still aser. But when you aser the specific one, it doesn't aser the general category. Min hagrisin aser b'mikvah. If you make a neder, you're not going to have grits, then you're not allowed to have this kind of cooked dish that has the grisin in it, because this cooked dish has grisin in it. Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter, because that's not what it's called. Min hamikvah, if you aser this cooked dish, so you're asering the dish, everyone agrees, mutter begrisin, you're permitted in the grits. Min hamikvah, if you aser the cooked dish, aser b'shum, you're not to have garlic. Why? Why are you not to have garlic? Am I missing some ran here? Yeah, it's on Amud Aleph. Asparagus, go back to Amud Aleph. Asparagus, min krovu, it's a type of cabbage. Aser min ha-mikvah, you're aser from the mikvah. What does that mean? Mikvah is tav shel of, a thick dish, shel grisin. If you aser a grisin, you're aser in this cooked dish. The usher, the reason why you're usher in the cooked dish is mishum de karile mikvah de grisin. People call it the cooked dish of grisin. Rabbi Yossi mater. Rabbi Yossi permits it. Why? Because in his place, v'asre karid le mikvah mikvah ule grisin grisin. Usher b'shum. You're usher in shum. You're usher in the shum. If you aser cook dish, you're aser in shum, because mishum de mikvah koilel kol davar kafoy. The word mikvah includes anything which is congealed, va'ava, and thick. V'shum nami karoy mikvah. Shum is also called a cooked dish. Al shem, garlic is also called this congealed dish. Al shem shemimachin oisai b'ma'at mayim. You smooth it out with a little bit of water, of v'nechal b'kach, it's eaten, it's like a thick porridge. So when you aser mikvah, you're asering garlic. Rabbi Yossi mater, Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. Min hashum, if you aser garlic, mutter b'mikvah, you're mutter in the cooked dish. Fine. Min ha'adashim, if you aser lentils, aser bashishim, you're aser in the lentils fried in honey. We had this earlier, Rabbi Yossi Mater. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the ashishin is like a species by itself. Minu ashishin, if you aser the honey fried lentils, mutter ba'adashim, your mutter in the adashim. Chita, chitin, shani, toyim. Wheat, wheats that I'm going to taste. Aser bahen, bein kemach, bein apas. Your aser, whether it's flour or whether it's bread. When you say chita, that implies one entity, bread. When you say chitin, implies many, the flour. So when you say both, you're aser in flour and bread. Gris, grease and shani toyim. Grits, grit, singular. Grease and grits, plural. That I'm not going to taste. Aser bahen, you're aser in them. Bein chayin, bein mevushalim. Whether they're raw or whether they're cooked. What does that mean? Let's see the Ran. I'm not sure. Maybe when they're cooked, they're combined. So you're also when it's raw as plural or when they're cooked as combined. Kainam gris oichita shani taim. If I aser grit or wheat, mutter lachos chayim. You could chew it, not cooked. What does this mean? Let's see the Ran. If you aser gris or chita, you're allowed to chew it raw. Sha'koisim, when you chew it, enoi koises achas achas le'atzma, you don't chew one at a time. So when you say singular, you could chew it. Aval pas, but bread, kimen chew guf echad, since it's one body, chita mikri, it's called wheat. V'chisi b'yushalma, b'yushalmi, we find this in Yushalmi, the garcina and hasam, chita, we have a gers over there, chita, v'at markein, b'tzmiya, am rabbi yoisi, orcha de barnosha, it's usual for men, Mechami pita nakta. Umeimar brichta bara hada chitza. Bread could be referred to as chita. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Rav Shem Gamliel Oimar, chita sha'ani taim, the wheat that I'm going to eat. Aser le'efais. You're now to bake. Umutr lachas. You're allowed to chew it. You're allowed to chew it raw. So in other words, if somebody says wheat that I'm going to taste, you can't bake because you have it. That's referring to bread, one chita, but you're allowed to chew it. Says the Ran, the pas chita mikri. Pas is called chita. Techad gufanami, who it's one body. Avachitim. Chitim is mashma lachos, to chew him, nesha adam, koises, chitim, chalukim biyachar. A person chews many wheats together. So the braisa continues. Chitim shani taim, I'm not going to have wheats, asr lachos, you're not allowed to chew. Umotar lafos, you're allowed to bake. Chita, chitim shani taim, wheat, wheats, asr, it's asr, bein lachos, bein lafos. You're not allowed to chew it, you're not allowed to bake it. Gris shani taim, grit, to my eating, asr lavasho, you're not to cook it as one. Umotar lachos, but you could chew it. Grease in shani toyim, I'm not going to have plural. Asr lachos, I can't chew it. Umotar lavasho, I'm not to cook it. Grease in shani toyim, asr, bein lavasho, bein lachos. You're not to cook it, you're not to chew it. You see, cooking makes it one entity. Chewing, usually it's many of them together. So when you say singular, it usually refers to the, you're taking upon yourself not to cook it. When you say plural, you take upon yourself not to chew it raw. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great night. Kol tov. Mazel tov, Mike. Mazel tov.
Recording stopped.
I'm sure it's a big nechama, Bezus Hashem, for to bring you nechama and bring you consolation. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.